Good evening, everyone. I'm sitting here with a very special friend of mine, a new friend, and I want to introduce him to all of you listening to my audio booze. His name is Farmer Goodfeel. Good evening, Farmer Goodfeel.
Hello, Cherry Cars. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad, thank you.
That's good. So why don't you tell all the people who are listening to us now all about yourself, Farmer Goodfeel?
Well, you've only got a 3-minute audio, boo. It won't fit in the 3 minutes because I've had a very interesting life.
Well, that's very true.
You know, I am currently being hospitalised by Mr. Monkey Boy in Monkey Boy Manor.
Yeah.
He's making me feel very welcome in his home.
Yeah, he's not too bad a host, is he, really?
He's not too bad at all. Very nice looking man as well, if I might say so. Oh. If I swung that way, I might be tempted, but I don't.
Oh, so you're not interested in him then? No.
I'm not interested in getting hold of his ass, no.
No, I'm sure he's quite glad to know that.
I'm sure he's very glad to hear that.
Yes. He's away getting us drinks at the moment.
I hope he bloody hurries up. I'm parched as a... an athlete's foot, or whatever the correct expression is.
An athlete's foot?
Yeah, you know, when it's been in a running shoe too long, it gets all dried out and the skin starts to crack.
Yeah, it gets a bit crusty, doesn't it?
A bit stinky and all sorts.
Oh, that's right, you need some Dactarin spray if you've got athlete's foot, Farmer Goodfeel.
Dactarin?
Yeah.
Isn't that a dinosaur kind
of thing? No. That could be, it's a little spray, and if you spray between your toes, it'll clear up your athlete's foot.
Ooh. Might get some of that anyway. It sounds a bit kinky to me.
Are you into all things like that, Farmer Goodfeel?
What, having things sprayed between my toes?
No, are you a bit kinky then?
Oh, am I a bit kinky? Well, I kind of have lots to do with Monkey Boy and you, so I've got to be a little bit kinky, haven't I? I've got to be a bit warped in the head.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, that Monkey Boy, you've got to watch him, I tell you.
Well, no, I'll let you watch him if you don't mind. I'll keep well out the way.
Probably a very wise move. You never know what you might see.
You never know what you might see.
Do you know we had, there was some strange man swimming around the swimming pool last night?
I did see that from the balcony. I thought, he looks a strange man. He seemed a bit pissed to me.
Oh, I think he was. He was swimming around the pool and everything. And then he walked down the road and he's underpants.
Oh, that was me. I was walking down the road in my grunties, yeah. I thought, I fancy a quick bijou stroll. I was pissing down the rain as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Good grief, Farmer Goodfeel. Yes,
but it wasn't me in the pool.
It wasn't? You didn't go for a late night swim?
So are you sure the bloke's not dead in the bottom of the pool?
Oh, I hope not.
So do I.
Well, how about how about you go and check the pool out for make sure? Because I don't want to put my foot in there and find some...
Oh, no, you don't want to put your foot in it. That's a farmer's major rule. That is, never put your foot in it.
No, that's absolutely right. No, can't possibly put your foot in it.
Do you think we should bring this interview to a
close?
Yeah,
because the time might be up soon.
And we don't want to bore the bollocks off everybody else.
No, that's right. So we'll wish you all a good evening. I just want to... Well, I'm sure there'll be more from Farmer Goodfeel in the future.
You nearly called me Farmer Fuckwit, didn't you?
No, I nearly called you Farmer Goodfeel.
I'm sure there's plenty of those.
Okay, everyone.
Bye, boy.
Goodbye.